You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. A $400 juicer, a promise to build flying taxis, and an app that sends stressed out people reminders to relax at work. The first two of those are real things that the tech world was talking about this week. And the third is a fictional product in Dori Shafrir's debut novel, Startup. It's a satire of the technology startup world and the work culture it's created. Dori, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I don't want to give away kind of a major plot point on which the novel turns, but I want to paint a little bit of a picture for listeners about, you know, the fact that this is set at a startup called Takeoff, which is about cultivating mindfulness. Tell me a little bit about the central characters here.
Sure. So one of the central characters is a guy named Mac. He is 28 years old. He has started this company. He's had a lot of success in his life. He, I think, is what you would probably characterize as a prototypical startup bro. He certainly doesn't see himself as an ass, but he kind of borders on it, I would say.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So he has this company and he needs to raise a good chunk of money to keep the company going. There's another character named Katya Pasternak, who is a 24-year-old journalist at a tech news site called TechScene. She is told by her boss that TechScene is going to start evaluating them on a new metric, which is engagement and impact, whereas before they were just going to be evaluated on traffic. So she starts thinking, oh God, like I need to get like my big story. And then the third character is a 36-year-old woman named Sabrina, who just happens to be married to Katya's boss. And she also happens to work for Mac. She is one of the oldest people at Takeoff. Her boss is 26 years old. She was out of the workforce for about 5 years, raising her kids. And she constantly just feels like a fish out of water.
So much of this book is about age and the workplace and sort of changing ways of work. And I actually want to read a passage from Sabrina's point of view, after she has been invited to a pole dancing workshop with some of her colleagues. I just want to read this little bit. She also felt like there was something slightly more insidious going on, but she couldn't quite put her finger on it. It was something about how you were now supposed to feel like your work was your everything, where you got your paycheck, yes, but also where you got fed and where you found your social circle. Everything had started bleeding into everything else. What is it about the way we work now that has created this kind of culture? Or do you think it's just endemic to startups themselves?
Well, first of all, that is one of my favorite sections in the book. So thank you for picking it out. I think that it is probably heightened at startups, which have created this environment where you kind of never have to leave. You get lunch and there's always snacks. And oh, everyone around you is like around your age and has similar interests. And everyone's dating each other. And it feels very much like an extension of college, I think. That felt like something that is a relatively new phenomenon. Mm.
Did you do extra research for this? I mean, did you go hang out in, you know, companies other than BuzzFeed?
I did. I lived in New York for quite some time. But when I was working on the book, I went back to New York for about 3 weeks and I met with around a dozen, I think, startup founders and spoke to them on background and just got a sense from them about what it was like to be a founder, because I really felt like Mac was the character that was least accessible to me. I felt like it was really important to not turn him into a caricature. Like, I want people reading the book to sometimes feel some empathy for Mac, as uncomfortable as that might make them feel. So it was really important to me to talk to founders and just kind of get inside their heads a little bit. And people were very generous about giving me that time.
A lot of the actions of the women in this book, so Sabrina, Katya, another character, revolve around Mac, revolve around a man.
Mm-hmm.
How is that a commentary, or is it intended to be, on the culture of startup companies?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely intended to be a commentary on the culture of startups. Startup culture feels very male, very macho to me. It's kind of imbued with this sense of, well, we're doing things for the good of the world, which I think sometimes serves as a cover for bad behavior.
And we should say that there is an act of bad behavior yes. here that brings all of these lives colliding, but we're not going to reveal it.
Yes,
right now.
Indeed. So yeah, you know, that was very deliberate. And I kind of wanted to explore how women have to navigate this very male-dominated world.
Where does all this take us? Are startups a force for good, or are they a corrosive influence on, I don't know, the way work culture has evolved right now?
You know, I didn't want the book to feel like I was writing this kind of blanket condemnation of the startup world. So you're supposed to feel like there's some ambivalence there. And, you know, hopefully people can kind of draw their own conclusions about what they think.
Dori Shafrir is a senior culture writer for BuzzFeed News and the author of the novel Startup. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
And if you want a little taste of Startup, there is an excerpt of the book on our website. Just go to marketplace.org.